You're listening to Watco's...
What the hell's going on here?
Hello all, Watco here on February the 20th, 2009. Thanks for joining us for this particular podcast. Bit of a break from the norm here because I got the opportunity today, along with James, to get to speak to one of my massive heroes. And he is the famous BBC Test Match special commentator, Henry Blofeld. Bon viveur, raconteur, homme de monde. Some may say the best commentator ever to grace a cricket commentary box. And we were lucky enough to be able to grab about 15 minutes with the legend himself earlier on today to talk about various things. Got the opportunity to chat to him because, in fact, he's coming to my hometown with his Laughs and Loves of Henry Blofeld tour, which he starts next week. So he's going to be out and about. To find out the dates when that's taking place, you can go to www.henryblofeld.com. And you'll find some information there. But I was lucky enough to do this particular podcast because the great man himself is doing a podcast which started this month. And I'm guessing that some of you will know about it if you're cricket fans and some of you won't. So hopefully you will check that out. You can find that by going to that website, or you can just type in Henry Blofeld into the iTunes search box in the top right hand corner, and you'll find it's already doing quite well in the charts because that's where I sort of chanced upon it, and it's something I'm subscribing to now. So it's a bit of a break from the norm. It's not the usual silliness, but hopefully you'll enjoy this interview talking about all kinds of things, about Mr. Blofeld's life and loves, and a little bit of cricket thrown in for good measure as well. So I hope you enjoy. Well, thank you very much to Henry Blofeld for joining us on the podcast. And the reason why we wanted you on, Henry, is because you're actually doing a podcast now yourself. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I do it, I don't know, once a fortnight. And it's not a cricket podcast. We do a bit of cricket. But I talk about various things that irritate me in the papers. I mean, in the last one, what did we talk about? We talk about the cricket, certainly. And not Alan Stanford, because that hadn't happened then. But what did I... I talked about the awful way the public sector penalizes people for espousing Christianity, which is, after all, the principal religion of the state. I mean, it's the established religion. I had a mild go at the Russian pilot who was arrested for being pissed, if you see what I mean. Am I allowed to say pissed, or should I say drunk?
Or you can say whatever you want on the podcast.
Well, I'm going to stick to pissed anyway. At New York, and the chap said to him, oh, I can't think what the... Or one of the Russian airlines said, I don't know what the big deal is. All he has to do is press the button, and the thing flies itself, but it's quite important that you press the right button, it seems to me. And I don't know, there were one or two other things like that. Political correctness I have a bit of a go at, because I don't care for it. I think it's so nauseating, a lot of it. And, I try and mix it up and say things and have a strong opinions about the things I talk about.
And that's the thing that I like about it. I sort of chanced upon it. It's something that you've only just really started doing. And what I love about it is that it isn't just about cricket. It's we're actually finding out some of your views.
Well, that's right, and I hope you will. Every time I try and talk about topical things, and I haven't got on to Jackie Smith and her second home yet, but you know, time may come, you never know.
So the interesting thing is that what we wanted to do in the podcast today is maybe throw some subjects at you to get your feel on them. You know, try something out and see whether you've got an opinion on stuff. Because I'm guessing that you have. Because when I hear you on TMS, you've definitely got something to say. So is it okay if I fire some topics at you now?
You can fire anything at you want. Goodness knows what you'll get back. But well, that's the risk you're taking.
That's the magic of this, you see. So first off, Pancake Day. Do you do Pancake Day
no,
in the
I
blow?
I don't do Pancake Day.
Why?
Pancakes make you fat, and I'm trying to take off weight. I've never done Pancake Day. They're very good with lemon squeezed over them, aren't they? But I've never been a great sort of pancaker. They're quite good. I love pancakes in a way when you wrap them around seafood. But I'm not very good at tossing pancakes, no.
So you're more of a savoury man when it comes to that kind of food?
Yes, I am, really. I don't have much of a sweet tooth.
Sir.
My daughter has a splendid restaurant down in Hampshire. She's a serious cook in Newnham Green, Hook. And she has the most wonderful honeycomb ice cream, which is the most gutsy thing I've ever eaten. And it absolutely destroys you because there are more calories in it than anything else you eat in a year. And that's the only... I have two helpings of that, of honeycomb ice cream a year, and that's my only pud.
So you don't touch the cakes, then, that people send you?
Well, I nibble at them. Sometimes, actually, the awful thing is, when you suddenly find yourself rather hungry, you eat a great size of chocolate cake and put on about 10 stone.
Well, this is, I guess, that you are sitting there for quite a period of time, so is there a chance to do exercise when you're working on Test Match Special?
Well, probably. I'm much too old to do exercise anyway. I mean, I'm good heavens. I mean, I do. I walk quite a lot. I should. So I got a very bad back, which is excruciating at the moment. But there we are. The great thing is I'm not talking with my back. At least I hope I'm not.
This is it. Right, move on to the next one. Did you see any of the Brit Awards?
The who?
The Brit Awards, the big music awards.
No, that's not my speed at all.
What about the Oscars, though?
No, I'm not a great sort of film goer, actually. I go to the theatre a lot, but I don't go to films. And I prefer to read books. My hobby is, really, one of my big hobbies is reading books. And I'm a voracious reader, if that's the right word. And I don't really want to go out and watch films.
Okay, so what are you reading at the moment, then?
All right, I tell you exactly. This will surprise you. Do you know what I mean by George Eliot?
Yes.
Well, I'm reading Middlemarch.
Oh, right. Are you revisiting that?
I am. I read it when I was at school, I suppose. And I read something about it the other day. And I thought, goodness, I haven't read that for years. So I went out and bought a copy the day it snowed. And I took it out of the bookshop and dropped it in the snow. So it's rather a battered paperback already. But I suppose I got about 100 pages to go. And I've 200 pages to go. And I'm absolutely loving it. I mean, she was brilliant, Marianne Evans, wasn't she? She understood human nature as well as any writer I can remember, as well as William Shakespeare, really, almost.
One of the things that you're going to be talking about on your tour, I believe, starts tonight in Tamworth.
No, that one has been postponed.
Has it? Right, so when do you start, sir?
I'm starting at Maidstone next Wednesday.
Ah, right, okay. So are you prepared? All the preparation notes all sorted?
I never do any preparation. It's an ad-lib show. I mean, I know it's a new one I'm doing, but I know it well.
So what kinds of things are going to come up in the show, then?
I talk about my life. I talk about I had a very strange upbringing. Strange compared to these days. And I had a sort of really conventional education, if you like it. I went to Eton, and I went to Cambridge, and then I got to the City of London, and I got kicked out. Then I got into cricket, and I talk about that bit about how I became a journalist, how I became a broadcaster. And then I tell some stories from the commentary box. No, it's not a cricket show at all. I tell stories from the commentary box and about Brian Johnson and John Arliss. I tell stories about other friends of mine, like Ian Fleming and Noel Card. And Clive Dunn, Corporal Jones is a friend of mine. There's a good story, a couple of stories about him. And there's plenty to laugh about, and it is laughter. I don't think any of us laugh enough, you see, and I think we all feel better when we do laugh.
This is it. So tell us, give us the connection. This is the famous one, the Ian Fleming connection.
Well, I mean, my father and Ian were at school together and knew each other, and when he wanted an evil name for Thunderball, he hit upon Stavro Blofeld.
An evil name? So is he suggesting that your father was evil in any way?
Oh, enormously. No. Good heavens. No, I'm not, actually, but it's got a nice evil twist to the sound of it, hasn't it?
Well, this is it. I mean, you sound like a fantastic guy, and always do. And when you're out doing TMS, which I don't think you do enough of,
doing three tests against Australia this year, but then I'm probably too old-fashioned for the BBC in a way. Not too old-fashioned, I shouldn't say that. But perhaps I'm too dated and too old, I don't know. Probably
well,
am.
Not the tosh, that's what I say to that. Definitely not.
Well, you're kind.
You're the person that brings the excitement back to it from you're not on enough. Definitely during when you're actually on for the three tests, I'll be listening. But they don't sort of spin it round enough for you to be there doing it. So there you go. Back to the podcast. Was this something that you've been playing for a while? Because I believe it's something that you'd not really thought about doing before.
Is it something I've been what for a while?
Well, have you been thinking about doing a podcast?
No,
did you know what a podcast was?
Someone suggested about 3 weeks ago or four weeks ago. I hadn't thought about it at all. But then suddenly found myself doing it.
And how are you finding it?
Oh, splendid. I'm frankly easy. You just go, no, just like anything. And broadcasting's frankly easy if you know what you're going to say.
It's liberating, would you say? Because you can say whatever you want on this. Normally, I guess, unless you're out and about doing your own tour, you have to be careful what you say.
Nice to me. Oh, I shall say something. Don't be silly. I'm only pulling your leg.
Fantastic stuff. So, let's talk a little bit about cricket. Obviously, last night, very entertaining, excruciating for me.
I didn't watch cricket when I'm not there. I'm sure it was. 9 wickets down, weren't they? We should have got them out, but there we are. I think they lost some. Didn't they lose an hour to rain yesterday?
This is it, but people are blaming Strauss for not making the decision to enforce a follow-on and what have you.
Well, I mean, hindsight's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
Well, this is it, because exactly, if indeed we'd won, they wouldn't be even talking about it.
Well, I know. There was an hour and a quarter, I'm just looking at it in the paper now, because of rain yesterday morning. And, that's what cost us the match, not Strauss's decision.
Why do you stay away from cricket when you're not commentating on it?
Well, I don't stay. I've been watching cricket since 1962. I've been there, done that. My career is now the theatre.
Ah, this is it. So you can regale the stories.
No, there's not cricket in my show. I'm trying to tell you that.
Right, nothing
not
at all.
Show.
No, well, we must. I have to ask you this though, because you have got an opinion on this. And in fact, we'll point people towards your podcast if you want to find out about what Henry thinks about the KP situation and Peter Moores. Go to www.henryblofeld.com and you will find the podcast there or on iTunes. There we go. So we can send them to that.
You're telling me something I didn't know.
That's where it's all happening.
I know. I never listen to myself. I've never listened to a podcast. I hate listening to myself, and I hate reading myself. So there we are.
Henry, do you sort of have any other sports that you're interested in at all?
Because I'm interested in rugby, but I mean, I'm interested in all. I'm golf at the top level, but I'm not that passionate about them. I've got. Yes, I enjoy watching the majors at golf. I enjoy watching the rugby internationals. I'm not a great football fan, I'm afraid.
Because I was going to say, because whenever you must meet people, whether it's in the supermarket or whether it's wherever, if you're off to a do or you're out and about, and people must stop you all the time and say, "Oi, Henry,
they don't
Henry,"
stop me because they don't know what I look like.
Well, it's when you ask the lady how much the newspaper's going to cost in the corner shop, and somebody goes,
"I didn't do it in my funny voice." You see.
Tell us about how you got your nickname.
Well, Brian Johnston. That's all.
Called Is that what you just called it, and that was it? It just stuck.
Yeah.
What was he like?
Yeah, he was a great chap. He was a great chap. Great fun and very nice. Tremendously nice.
Is it? I mean, obviously, it's been a while since obviously he passed. But you know, is it strange still to be there without him?
No. I mean, the king is dead. Long live the king. Of course, it's a slightly strange. Poor old Bill Frindle died the other day. It'll be strange for a time without him. But then, you know, someone else will come and do it, and we'll all turn into something slightly different. You know, there we are.
You said also, Mr. Blofeld, that, you know, now theatre is your passion, and you go to watch as much as you can. Are you going to be taking to the stage? Can we expect to maybe see you at the West End?
He's going to the stage with his show.
Yeah, other than that, though, you know, maybe in a performance, will you be taking up any parts at all? Or?
Hamlet, what do you think about that?
Good Lord, I'm not an actor. I'm merely doing a one-man show. Actually, I'm going to stage in the autumn in a two-hand doubleheader with John Bly of the Antiques Roadshow. He and I are doing a two-hour conversation piece, which we've played with for quite some time, which is actually very funny.
Right, well, we'll watch out for that one. So I guess, once again, at henryblofeld.com for more details on that when it comes along. Alan Stanford. What does that name conjure up for you?
What about him?
Well, does it? I mean, obviously, it's all sort of hitting the fan now. ECB.
Well, it was always going to. It was the biggest accident waiting to happen I've ever seen.
not a fan of his involvement with 2020?
Well, I mean, do you want to be with a crook?
Crikey. Did you always feel that there was...
Yes, absolutely. Look at the way he got his helicopter at Lords. He was phony with a capital P and a capital H and a capital O and a capital N and a capital E and a capital Y.
He had the biggest smile in cricket, though.
He knew nothing about cricket. He thought cricket was very boring. And he was a complete charlatan. It doesn't surprise me in the least.
But the thing
he's
is...
done exactly the same thing that Bernard Madoff did. He hasn't got away with quite so much money, but no.
And in terms of, obviously, the 2020 sort of form of the game... Do you think that he's almost sort of... I mean, it was a dirty thing in the first place, as far as I'm concerned, but has he obviously now sullied it even further?
He hasn't done anything at all about the 2020. He had that one game, which is the biggest farce of all time. The 2020, it's the Indians who are pulling the 2020 on. Stanford did absolutely nothing.
So he
just
think...
put on one game for a lot of money, and that was all.
And now we're in the shtuck.
Absolutely.
What do you think should happen at the ECB?
The board should be sacked. Certainly the chief executive and the secretary should go. The chief executive and the chairman, I mean, should go.
Well, they have a lot of support, though, it would seem.
I mean, absolutely amazing. I can't understand it. I mean, people are amazing.
And I'm guessing that in your next podcast, no doubt you'll be talking about that at length.
Probably. Who knows?
Finally on this one, what do you think of the Nottinghamshire 3?
Who are the Nottinghamshire 3?
Side, Bottom, Broad, Swan. They're doing all right, aren't they?
Yes, they are. So I'm sorry, I thought you were saying the name of a film or something, or some highwayman. No, I think they're doing very well. Swan's done well, 8 wickets in this test match just over. England just failed to win. Broad's coming on. Broad's going to be a fine bowler. And Sidebottom has had his time in the sun. I'm not certain how long he'll stay. I'm all for him, don't get me wrong, but I think he is, of the three, he's probably the weakest link.
Right. Well, that's one to watch, definitely. Why do you think you've lasted so long in this game of journalism?
I have no idea. It's for you to tell me that. I mean, you listen to me. I've absolutely not a clue. I would have thought that people would have got rid of me years ago, but there we are.
They can't get rid of you. They cannot.
Well, you say that, but I bet they do eventually.
So, finally, I think the reason why you've lasted is because you're a great guy. You're a good raconteur. I think that you describe things immaculately well, and I love to hear about the buses coming over, and I like the odd cake and the odd talk about a book and about the theatre, and obviously what's happening. And I think, listen, you know, Test Match Special is a part of Britain, a part of England, and if it wasn't there and if you weren't there, then it would be a hollow place as far as I'm concerned.
It's sort of mood music, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Definitely. And without
you're very kind. I don't think I deserve it, really, but I enjoy it. I love it, actually. I've said love doing it. And it's terrific fun. It's a, you know, and I'm so lucky.